Blog Talk Radio.
Is he a blood? Is he Crip? Is he that? Is he this? Did he do it? You know, it. Look, if I shoot you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit, and I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waiting on the Raymond. My nigga is the plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? I should've known better, and I planned to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it, put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. That niggas take shots at me, no response. I just flip and pop my collar like the Fonz. You give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. They try to play you twice, the third time is the charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran or Old Testament? Don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause, your future's my past, I've been here before. I know when you're scheming, I feel when you plot. And I got mental vision, intuition, I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system. Everybody whispering, whispering. When the streets are talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches calling your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. You see me with a bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weights to keep my glockin'. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the poppin'. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the droppin'. S dot again, y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood, that's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues, I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the Cruise. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that? When I was back home. I'm comfortable, dog. Brooklyn to Rome. Or any Martin Luther. Don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply too dark for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? But the shots froze him. And he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who he got pregnant? Let me tell you, When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches all in your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches all in your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. First murder in the hall, if you must know. I lost my pops when I was 11, 12 years old. He's probably somewhere where the liquor's taking its toll. But I ain't mad at you, Dad, holla at your land. I grew up pushing snowflakes, the niggas that was probate. The stress to take a young nigga, give him an old face. All I did was smoke, joke, think and drink. Cop came and complained, front row watch game. I seen niggas before me with a chance to write their own script. Slip up and change the story. I seen young niggas go out in a blaze of glory. Before reaching puberty, scared a nigga truthfully. I took trips with so much shit in the whip that if the cops pulled us over, the dog would get sick. Sniff, smell me nigga, the real me nigga. Minus the rumors, holla if you feel me nigga. The streets is not only watching, but they talking now. They got me circling the block off I'm parking now. Don't get it twisted, I ain't bitching, I'm just cautious now. Sub, under the parka, extra cautious now. Hit a 6-seed, gup, you fell out of your dent. I get word through the street like Bell and a Sprint. I feel a vibe, then I hear the rumor. But fuck it, I'm still alive and I'm still in June. I know staff are law, niggas wanna press me. Put my back to the wall, for pressure bust pipes. I know I spatted to y'all. To know me's to love me, you see me, can't be me. Haters, fuck you, I got guns like Neo and Matrix. Cross the family, think Max, sweet like Cairo. A soft like Plato, get knocked off like Fredo. Coleon, they find you with a hole in your dome. I roll with niggas that'll follow you and go to your home. Thought you ball, but nigga you fall to my defense. Catch you while they reaching, clip you then I cross you then I leave him. Apply full court pressure like 4-4 cards. Get you out of here, full pressure to the trigger, bullets flying threes. You forever rest under bullshit, dirt lies and leaves. I do bullshit, dirt tell lies and
the streets is talking. We got a guest host today. I'm Zeke Valentino, the Green Eye Bandit. I'll hold it down for a few minutes until the coup get on. It's a lot going on right now in the sports world. We just going to jump right on into it. And, you know, you got the Chris Paul situation with the COVID. tell me what folks think about that. We got the situation with Kawhi Leonard. Out game five, possibly out the rest of the entire series. And we have the situation going on with the Brooklyn Nets and the Milwaukee Bucks and KD floating for 49 last night. The NBA playoffs has been a crazy, crazy, crazy watch, honestly, with the injuries and situations going on with teams and players. But it's much watch TV. So, you know, we want to talk about that, get some callers on the air, get their take on what's going on with these NBA playoffs, give us their thoughts and other things that's going on. We got the NFL training camps going, you know, Major League Baseball. We're looking at the trade deadlines in Major League Baseball, you know, situations with tennis, the situation with Naomi Osaka and, you know, her whole thing with her mental health condition. You know, tell me what you people think.
Hey, good evening, Street. What we do, fam? Is that the green eye bandit on the band? Man, what is this,
It's the green eye bandit on the line, man. It's your brother from another mother, man. I'm just going to hold it down for a little while.
Man, what's going on, baby? Welcome to the Streets of South, man. Hey,
everybody,
while I win. Y'all know what time it is. Yes, sir.
Who that
is? Yes, sir. That is the green eye bandit.
This is the green eye bandit. Just sitting there for a moment for you boys and trying to figure out the board. But T-Ro, you go ahead and take over, Blake.
Man, you know what time it is, man. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Street of Talking. That's your boy, the Green Eyed Bandit. For those that don't know the Green Eyed Bandit, that's one of the best to do it out there in the land. Y'all know what it is. Hey, welcome to the show, man. It's your boy, T-Ro, that boy STG, the young one. Got your boy IC in case of emergency. That boy OG the Buck, but he's working. That boy putting in work. And that boy Boo Meeks, of course, you know, the preacher man, the deacon, the reverend and the judge, you know, he everything, you dig. But welcome to the streets. Hey, Green Eye Betty, you brought us some good points, man. But, you know, first things first, man, is it over for the Clippers? Oh, my God. Don't say Kawhi's down. Oh, STG, let me ask you, baby. What's going to happen with the Clippers if Kawhi can't play in game number?
It ain't no if. It's guaranteed he out. It ain't no if. It is. They ruled him out for this game, next game, and they don't got a shot without Kawhi. They about to get beat by 30. What you call skunk. When we play 2K, they call it skunk. They about to get skunked. It's the skunk rule in effect. 21 rule. They going to get down 21 and put the controller down.
Yeah. I feel you on that one. I don't think that just the way that Paul George has been playing in this particular series, it's allowed him to match what Kawhi is doing. But I'm like you, youngster. Without Kawhi, the Ferris wheel doesn't move. People can buy all the tickets they want, but that Ferris wheel ain't going to move, player. Kawhi is the key to a lot of team success, and that's the reason why he has as many championships as he has. I'm just going to say this. PG-13, Mr. Paul George, this is your opportunity to step up and show us that you are what you claim to be. You know what I mean? I definitely understand that you want to have or be in a situation where you can just be the man. But Kawhi asked you to come over. So now that you're here, I want to see what you're going to do without him. Because this is what you want. This is what you did in Indiana. So I want to see if PG-13 can do what he did in Indiana for a couple of games. Because if he can do that, then it'll really show me what kind of player he really is. You know what I'm saying? But I know he's a star. I'm kind of like Boo on this one. I ain't going to really put the super in front of superstar for PG-13 as of yet. But, yeah, it's going down, you know. Hey, Green Eye Ben, one question for you. Survive without Kawhi.
Wow, I don't think so, man. I mean, it's over with. I mean, Utah going to go back home, and they're going to be very comfortable sleeping in their own bed, eating their own food. And just the fans. I mean, I know Paul George has turned it on the last couple games, but I don't know if he's ready to be the alpha dog in basically a do or die type of situation. What you guys think?
Yeah, I'm with you. That's what we all agreeing upon. SCG, let me ask you this. Your boy KD went for 49, 17, and some chump change on them assists to call him to have a triple-double last night and a nice little comeback win. Were you impressed by the win, or what does this show you with between Brooklyn and them boys over there in Milwaukee now?
I'm in too there, T-Ro. It's ice.
Oh, what's up with it, baby? Yes. Damn it, okay. I missed that.
Last night, Kevin Durant showed me that he is taking over the number one slot as the best player in the world. It was already up in the air just as far as LeBron James getting old and what Giannis Antetokounmpo was going to do. But as of last night, Kevin Durant has surpassed Stephen Curry. He surpassed Giannis Antetokounmpo as the number one player in the NBA. He's going to be the face of the league. That performance last night was just remarkable. It was just unbelievable. He made a play, every play, whether it was rebound, assist, or score, he made a play. And, boy, best player in the league, number one, face of the NBA, Kevin Durant. He put the stamp on it last night. That's my take. Yeah.
SPG, I'm going to say this. Damn, that boy was hot last night. I don't even know if they took him out. I think he played the whole game. I don't even think
he played the whole game.
Unless it was the TV.
He played the whole game. He had to play the whole game
last night.
And I'm going to say this, T-Ro, with James Harden being Giannis Antetokounmpo one-on-one in the post, without Giannis being able to abuse that, is a shame. Milwaukee should be ashamed. The coach should get fired after this series. They should be ashamed of themselves. Brooke Lopez got little guards on him out there. Mike James being him out there. He got Johnson being him out there in the post. Ain't no way. Brooke Lopez would get the ball 50 times every game. Him and Giannis in the post. We're going there. They have nobody to deal with. The Milwaukee Bucks coach should get fired. That's my team.
Man,
can I
boy,
say
you
this?
Keep bringing. Yes, please say it, sir. Please.
Kevin Durant just let the world know there's levels to this, man. You know, even though the Greek freak is a great two-time MVP, okay, he improved every year. He improved every year. I got to give him credit for that, man. Even his jump shot, man, you know, just straight ahead three, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's no mid-range, maybe every blue moon. But Kevin Durant was so epic, man. It's like you can't do it every game like that, man. But that performance with the scrutiny they put on his back, that was some LeBron James stuff, man. He was classic, instant classic.
Right.
And I thought, man, Michael Jordan had did some great performances, man. But this boy was putting on the floor against the best defensive players in the world. Nobody wanted to check him. P.J. Tucker's a great defender. Jrue Holiday's a great defender. The Greek Freak, two-time defender, defensive player of the year, man. Hey, man, this guy was so epic, man. He was feeling this stuff so bad, man. Like Harden 46 minutes on the floor was great because it's probably just being on the floor just helped him out. And he had 8 assists. He only had 5 points, but he had to respect him because he was on the floor. So that helped him out a lot. You know what I'm saying? And I, you know, I still think it's a LeBron James taking up the Pistons when he beat the Pistons, scored 30 straight down there. But I kind of put it there though, man, because Harden was no, he didn't only score 5 points, man. You know what I'm saying? And he had to carry the load, man. And it was just like, man, like, wow, man. He put on a show, man. Right now, I'm going to put him as the number one player in the NBA. Definitely right now, today. I love LeBron James. You got to put him second right now. Then you can go down. You can go Kawhi. You can go Greek. James Harden, however you want to go. But today. KD.
Right now.
Today. In this world today, KD walking around with a chip on his shoulder, man. I love Curry, too. I don't want to forget him either, man. Dame, look, y'all prime time. Y'all big time. But it's levels. And you got, that's why guys got to respect LeBron James, because even for him to have these games he had in the championship games, against even Miami games or Spurs, whatever, you got to step up to the plate. And I got to give KD credit, man. He stepped up to the plate, man. And I think right now, man, he the best. And Chris Paul is going to – if he can get through one game, miss one game, they have no chance against whoever they play. And I think Devin Mitchell is really mad right about now, because he wasn't even selected for no first, second, or third team All-NBA. So he got a chip on his shoulder. They got a number one record. Oh, they got number one record. They got a number one record. So I understand that, though. But that's my take on that, man. And Kawhi Leonard, man, I want to see Paul George take over. And CK, they call him Playoff P. His name ain't been Playoff P. Lately he has, though. He's been stepping up this last 2 weeks. I'm not going to lie. He's showing me something. But this game right here, it can be just like Kevin Durant's game yesterday. If he can come through this game tonight and take care of these guys, like he got players over there. You know what I'm saying? Rondo gonna play some minutes. He's gonna be vital to them. You know, he might be off the ball some. So he can put on performance like that. We'll see how the levels are, and you'll see how the levels are today. And he's a great player though. But if he can do what Durant did, there's levels to this. That's my take. Yeah.
Strength.
Now that's
that was a that boy, he was playing. Hey, I'm surprised that y'all even talking about KD being number one after you saw what happened last night. Man, y'all keep using the same words that I want to just put out there. Man, this boy was epic. This boy was an instant classic. When you have games like that, when you don't mind watching it again, like, that's what KD did to your boy last night. He was just pulling in their face, taking them to the block, dribbling. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Man, look, if they would have taken KD out for 3 minutes, not even 3 minutes, they would have lost that game. It was all about KD last night. And I want to say this. I'm just glad that the streets are recognizing what was hot. You know what I'm saying? Because I know y'all love LeBron. I like LeBron. He's right. Very good. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. But you know what it is. Hey, yo, Green Eye Bandit, what did KD show you last night, man?
KD,
you know my name.
Right, exactly. You know my name. KD showed me last night that I heard Ice mention, is levels to this. Well, I always say that it's certain players that's next level. Like, you got guys that's next level, and you got guys that are just all-star level players. You know, they might be great. They might be all-stars, but are they next level? We already knew KD. We already knew KD was next level, but just what he showed last night with what was on the line, the injury situations or whatnot, it was unbelievable. And hey, guys, don't forget to give it up to Jeff Green either.
Oh, yeah.
He was big. That was James Harden. That 27 points was supposed to be James Harden's 27 points, but it was Jeff Green. He was big.
And you got to remember, man, let's not put too much on James Harden right now. He is coming you know, off a hamstring injury. Those ain't easy to come back from. The dude played 44 minutes, but you have to understand that his 44 minutes were very important, because if he would have played 40 minutes, they would have lost last night, even though he wasn't as productive in the scoring field. But just having him on the court in front of the fans, and that helped them out last night. Now, I'm just going to say this. Ooh, I'm glad Brooklyn won. It looked like everybody wanted to win their home games, and nobody really want to win one on the road. You know what I'm saying? It's different than the first round. Now we're in the second round. You know what I'm saying? So, you know.
Streets is talking, man. Can I get in, Ro?
Man, you got – come on, man. You know you got the streets all day, every day, man. We put you
well,
in the front seat,
we,
man. What's
know,
going
man,
on
the
this
the
season,
people,
ladies?
The people, they let me know that we need to go to the commercial, man. The sponsors,
well,
they're like, you ain't getting us in the commercial. All right.
Man, look.
Once
after,
again,
hey,
let's
Street.
Get to the commercial. Hold on. We're going to talk in the queue. Hey, let's get to the streets, baby.
First things first, I pop freaks all the honey, dummy, playboy bunnies, those wanting money, those the ones I like, cause they don't get Nathan, but penetration, unless it smells like sanitation, garbage, I turn like doorknobs, heart throb never, black and ugly as ever, however, I say Gucci down to the socks. Rings and watch filled with rock. And my jam knocking your Mitsubishi. Girl pee-pee when they see me. Navajos creep me and they pee-pee. As I lay down laws like Island Coffin. Stop it. If you think you're gonna make a profit. Don't see my ones, don't see my guns. Get it? Now tell your friends, Papa hit it. Then split it in two as I flow with the Junior Mafia. I don't know what the hell stopping ya. I'm clocking ya. Versace shade watching ya. Once you grin, I'm in. Game begin. First I talk about how I dress is this in diamond necklaces, stretch Lexus is the sex, is just immaculate. From the back I get deeper and deeper, help you reach the climax that your man can't make. Call him, tell him you'll be home real late and sing the break. I got that good love, girl, you didn't know.
It's the streets of talk, it's sports talk show with a twist of hip hop from a street perspective. Have we've been talking about the all NBA teams, and my man D, man, my man Big Fruity, man, my man who I went to school with, he gave me one, man. I gotta use it. He says the All-NBA stands for All No Badass. So if you're a badass, you probably didn't make the team. So, man, shout out to my man down in North Carolina, man, via New York City, my man D. Mill, man. But what's going on in the NBA right now with these injuries? Kawhi Leonard is out. CP3 will be out for the protocol for COVID, but he'll be able to get back in. So let's go around. Styles the guy. Let me ask you this.
Hold on, boo. Boo. Breaking news. Torn ACL. Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah. I know. Kawhi
ACL.
Leonard, torn ACL. He'll be gone for the rest of the season.
Oh,
I think honestly, want me to be honest with you?
Please.
I think that worked out for the Clippers because now with his ACL, no, he can't. He probably won't opt out now. He's gonna have to stay in.
Okay.
So with that injury, he might have to stay and not get the big money that he thinks he's going to get with the injury. So it could be a blessing in disguise. We don't know that. However, let's see if Playoff P can do something that can make us feel good. Because that's what we're looking for. Can he put on a performance without Kawhi Leonard? And I think he can. I think they beat Utah in six.
Without Kawhi Leonard?
Boy, without Kawhi Leonard.
Stop it.
Kawhi Leonard.
Stop it. Stop it.
Break the glass.
Stop listen. Let me say this. If Michael Conley doesn't play, because let's not remember, Donovan Mitchell is also hampered.
Yeah.
He's also hampered. So I think the Clippers got a chance to get out of that series. I think it's going to go six. And I think the Clippers are going to win the series. I really do.
You must be feeling good today, man. What kind of Doritos are you eating
today? I picked some of that from you later, what you got, what you smoking on.
All right. Let me ask you this.
Go ahead, IC. I said, if another guy for the Clippers give me 30 a game and give me 8 rebounds and 6 assists and be clutch as the Claw has been the last month. He's been the best player in the NBA in the playoffs the last month by far. Durant's epic performance yesterday was great, but consistently. Kawhi Leonard has been the best player. So you're telling me that Paul George is going to step his game up like Kevin Durant tonight. You're telling me Playoff P is going to be the real true Playoff P. Like, I ain't really never seen him probably a couple of games with the Pacers. That's what you're telling me, L Boogie, the legend. Are you telling me that?
It's A. He's going to do an ice because it is in case of emergency. He needs to make sure that he's ice tonight because it is a case of emergency, and I think he's been waiting for this moment because if you ever notice, a lot of times when Kawhi doesn't play in a regular season, it's only a regular season, Paul George is a little bit more aggressive. He's an MVP candidate because we know Kawhi is kind of like role management, and he plays – so he's Playoff P in the regular season. So I have – I just believe it. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. Let me ask you this. We talked about this series, right? Let me ask you about Philadelphia and Atlanta. I'm going to start with you first, Ro. Best 2 out of 3, Game 5 in Philly. Who wins Game 5 and Game 6? Because we get back on Saturday and play 2 games. To be somebody, will it be 3-3? Or will the series be over after 6 games? Who you got? Bro, you with me?
You know I'm here. Man, listen. I had to think about that one for a minute, man, because You brought up some interesting points, but I just don't see. Man, this is why it's so hard to be in the streets, man. Y'all always want to talk about some old off the wall man shit. Like, you know, man. I'm gonna say this, man. I'm gonna give it to the teams who have home court advantage in the second round, because once again. To me, it don't look like anybody want to win a road game. Everybody want to win at home. You know what I'm saying? So, to me, I'm just going with the home team this series. And without Kawhi, it just doesn't make sense to me. It really doesn't. We don't talk about Kawhi and the rings that he got. And he got a lot of them boys. You know what I'm saying? So it's going to be I really want to see a PG-13 that I haven't seen since Indiana. And I'm like you, Boo Meek. It's in case of emergency tonight. If he can't do it tonight, get the tackle boxes ready. I already got me some new socks that I'm going to wear when I go on the boat just to keep my legs right. Got to keep that blood flowing when I throw my line out there. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, I don't see it happening, man. I think it's over. I think Utah – now, okay, I will say this. On behalf of my big brother, Boo Meek, if Donovan Mitchell hurts a pinky, a stub a big toe, and Mike Conley ain't there to back him up, man, Boo might have a point. Because without – hey, man, you know Donovan Mitchell going to go extra hard because he wasn't put on first, second, or third team. Y'all know that, right? So if he go extra ham and kind of hurt himself, we might have a different situation. He got to be healthy for Utah to win. Without him, they don't run right. Y'all know that. Just like the Clippers at Kawhi. So Boo might have a point. Boo just might have a point. But I'm going with the home teams like I said. And that's from your boy T. Rowe. Who you going with, Boo?
Man, let's go. All right, ICE, you there with me? It's an emergency.
Yes, sir.
You got Philly, ATL. You got Phoenix, Utah.
Look,
I'm sorry, Utah Clippers. I'm sorry. I apologize, world. Utah Clippers. And Phoenix
Look,
is in waiting.
I thought it was hot where I was at.
Trey, right now, Trey Young is putting on a performance like, you know, he's stepping his game up. He's trying to show his level to where is that. He had an epic game, too. You know, 28, 18 assists, right? But guess what, man? I don't think Joel Embiid will go 0 for 12 from the field in the second half like he did the last game. And he could have easily won that game, man. But again, man, Ben Simmons is going to be a guy, man. You know, you can't get all this money and be on the bench at the end of a game winning shot, man. But that don't add up to me. For me to be a all defensive player, a max player, you got to be able to be on the floor to help the team. But I think Philly has a chance to win this game. He could have won his last game. And B, he know he got to get down on the block. He was shooting these crazy jumpers, and he even admitted it himself. You know, he got to get down on the block to some bad shots, man. You know, so I think they'll readjust. And I think Philly will take this, man. Even though Trae Young's been big, he's been big. He's gonna continue to have a good game because they can't check him. And that's what guys we talk about. The eras is different, man. Ben Simmons a great defender, man. A great defender, man. And he can't do nothing with Trae Young right now. And but the Phoenix right now, man. If Chris Paul, if he can miss one game or, you know, maybe one game, they got a shot. You know, but against anybody. But the Utah Clippers game, I'm going with Utah today, man, because it's going to be Paul George and Devin Mitchell. And Devin Mitchell owned him this first year in the playoffs. Him and Russell Westbrook, I remember that clearly, knocked them out in the first round in the playoff game, his rookie year. Okay, these two guys, playoff P and Russell Westbrook, MVP of the league. Okay, and right now, and he mad right now. He ain't get picked for no team, first, second, third. He got the best record in the league, 26 points a game. Got snubbed by guys like Butler and Kyrie should probably not. Kyrie should have made it maybe. You know, he missed some days, though, but, you know, he should have been on there. Bradley Beals was great this year, too, but they was losing, you know. So he got a chip on his shoulder tonight. So it's really like, you know, the best offensive players is going to be Paul George. It's going to be Devin Mitchell. Let's see what we got. There's levels to this. Can he pull a KD? We'll see tonight. You know what I'm saying? You know, we'll see tonight. You're going to have Rondo at the helm. He'll have some help. He'll have some assists. He'll have some guys. Reggie Jackson's going to have to score some more points. Rondo will have to boost his points up. Other guys, the role player's going to have to step up. The role player's going to have to step up. So I'm watching for that tonight, but I'm taking Utah easily over the Clippers.
Our co-host tonight on the Dream Team, Green Eye, who you got? The Clippers, Utah, Philly, Atlanta.
Wow. I mean, this Kawhi Leonard thing, then just, well, I mean, I'm hoping that Chris Paul will be able to get out there. I mean, Philly and Atlanta situation looks like, honestly, I mean, I got to lean with Atlanta in the Philly and Atlanta, in the Philly and Atlanta series. I got to lean with Atlanta. They're healthy. And if Embiid's not healthy and Ben Simmons got to, you know, take the lead and he can't shoot and they're going to, you know, the hacker Simmons free throw thing, I got to go with Atlanta and then I got to go with, with Utah. But can either one of those teams beat Brooklyn? No.
Street! Man, it's the streets is talking. I'm going to say this real quick, because when we come back, we got to talk about the Zion Williamson nightclub brawl. We have to talk about that. When we come back, I know the streets didn't saw it. We got to talk about that. And I'll say this. I have Atlanta. They have so much confidence, a lot of confidence, and they're young. We don't know what and B we're going to get. Remember, guys are hurt. They in a mass unit. We don't know what's going to happen. Just when we thought it was safe, the sniper is out and full-fledged. Oh, my, he's in the trunk. He's at the gas station. He getting them. And listen, the others, I told you, I'm going with the Clippers. They can't have bad luck the whole franchise history, can they? It's the Streets is Talking sports talk show with a twist of hip-hop from a street perspective. Give us a call, 515-605-9370. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends. Street! Bring that music in! Bring that beat back!
The only reason I survive because the nigga is special first. You get successful, then it gets stressful thirst. Niggas gonna test you, see what your texture's worth.
Turn that volume up!
One of them pressure first.
Hey!
Street niggas, still I get checks as first. I'm for peace, but before I get pressed, I murk. Better days, pray for, but expecting worse. At this level, bullshit, I'm just less concerned. Cruising in the six, looking at the proceeds of rap music on my wrist. Drop another mixtape, my shit booming out this bitch. Young Malcolm, I'm the leader of the movement out this bitch. Look, and this is what it feels like. Reach a level, make you question, is it real life? All the weed good, all the pussy real tight. And the only rule, keep your dollar bills right. This is what it feels like. And this is what it feels like. And this is what it feels like. And this is what it feels like.
Scorpion bricks, way before Orbeez double disc. 40 on my lap, clap, sound like 40 did the mix. Filtered bass, sip coat, like a Michelin star chef. Kiss to my wrist, I go dummy with my left. I arrest on my dick, try to audit all my checks, too late. You know they hate when you become more than they expect. You let them crack or storm your capital, put their feet up on your desk. And yet you talking tough to me, I lost all my little respect. I'm selling weed in the open, bringing folks home from the feds. I know the payback gon' be mean, I'm saving all my little bread. Pray for me, y'all, one day I'ma have to pay for these thoughts. Real niggas is extinct, it ain't safe for me, my dog. They killing niggas in they own hood, that makes sense to you at all. You burnt your bridge to the other side, you know you can't swim across. Y'all know niggas can't swim, they fried Mike after he died. Y'all know niggas can't win, you never land, don't joke aside. I arrived on the day Fred Hampton got assassinated, just to clarify further. What y'all gave birth is the chairman mixed with Jeff Ford. Big step on the jet with my legs crossed. Black stones on my neck, y'all can't kill Christ. Black Messiah is what I feel like. Shit ain't gon' stop cause y'all spill blood. We gon' turn up even more since y'all killed Cubs.
And this is what it feels like. And this is what it feels like. And this is what it feels like. And this is what it feels like.
It's the streets is talking, sports talk show with a twist of hip hop from a street perspective. Hey, we had to change the time today, man. They stopped on a construction site, so we had to push back an hour. So please stay on the line. We're going to get to the callers. We appreciate all the callers changing their schedule for us, getting us, you know what I mean, together. And I know that the streets, man, they've been talking. The other this week, Zion Williamson was involved in a nightclub brawl with about 8 guys. He knocked out 2 of them. When they was trying to hit him, it didn't even look like it was fazing him. But I'm going to ask you first, ICE, are those guys eating dope or dog food? How did you get into it with Zion Williamson? I didn't know was he was. Go ahead, Ice. Hey. Talk to me.
Hey, I don't know if it was on water, wet, whatever that was on. they took a beat. I got mad respect for Zion Williamson. And guys thought, well, this knee's soft. Okay. I've seen it 18 times, man. Hey, look at that. Hey man, it was hitting steel. He was like, man, you just mad. That's a little love tap. And then he said, stop it. Bow, bow. I was like, man, loading up, knocking. Man. Look at me. That, how he dunked is how he hit people. Okay? I got respect for him, man. He dunked hard as hell, and he hit hard, man. Okay? That guy, I got mad respect for him now, dog. It's like, man, it's no, you can't. Charles Barkley, yeah, you beat up some guys. Charles Oakley, I ain't seen none of them guys do what he did. No, all the tough guys in the NBA, maybe Maurice Lucas and some Daryl Dawkins back in the day. Charles Oakley, the Shaquille O'Neal, Charles Barkley, no, he was knocking people out like it was nothing. Okay, and I got mad respect, and I don't know what happened. I don't care what happened, man. He's savior, and I know he coming in the league this year, man. He gonna get much love, man. And I guess his status gonna really skyrocket high, man, because he ain't no joke, dog. He ain't no joke. I was highly impressed how he was whooping on niggas, man. Excuse my French. Sorry about that, but I watched about 18 times. I watched about 18 times. What's up? What you think, Styles guy? Green Eye Bandit, what you think, baby?
Rizzy. See, Rizzy, what you think?
Hey, Street, Dream Team. Now, you know, it's been a lot of celebrity boxing matches on lately, and we either had to pay for it or we had to watch it late. You know what I'm saying? But guess what? I would have paid $49.99 to watch Zion do what he did. I'm like you, ICE. I done watched that shit so many times. I'm getting a kick out of it. I'm trying to visualize where did the other dude come from that he slung across the club too. Because he did slide somebody like that also. So my dude, Zion Williamson, I'm like you. Prop skyrocket through the roof. If you didn't like him, you like him now. You know what I'm saying? For all everybody in the league, tap him up and showing love. Because I ain't going to lie. I didn't know what type of person Zion was. He kind of like, he seems like a cool, laid-back kind of guy. But when you watch that, you like, oh, yeah. Hey, Boom East, you know what it reminded me of? Just almost a smidget. It reminded me of a Tony Blood going ham on them boys in the parking lot at the house party. You remember that one. He knocked out about 8 in a row. I was like, I ain't never seen nobody do no shit like this. But Zion was right there, that left hand. You saw that left hand? Yeah, that's what lefties do. We call him southpaw. STG, what you think about your boy Zion, homie?
STG jumped in the Uber. Let's
Boo
get,
me.
Let's get the green eye. Let's get the green eye bandit, man. He's special host. He on the dream team tonight, man. We set him on the
yeah,
on the one day waiver.
That's my boy right there.
You know what I mean? Green eye.
What do you think about the nightclub fight with Zion Williams?
Man, I'm gonna be honest with you guys and tell you that I didn't even know, and I'm like as much sports and stuff that I be on. And I didn't even know, right? So guess what? As you guys are talking about it, I looked it up. I Googled it. That's the sensational thing about Google. I Googled it. And I can't believe that these guys were trying to go at Zion. And he was knocking them down like video game stuff, man. It's like virtual fighter. Like, you know, it was like and he somebody had the nerve to run up on him. And I see he body slammed somebody, man. He scoop slammed somebody. You know the old school. You know the old school move we used to hit on dudes at the park when they come running at you. You hit them with the scoop slam.
I told you. That's what he did. He was not playing. Yeah, man. Boo me. Say, man. You know how them southpaws get down, man. But was you expecting that from Zion? Something like that?
Listen, I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to take it somewhere else, T-Rizzy. I'm going to get serious.
Uh-oh.
The hate is real. Why are you hating on this kid who's barely 21, who has millions of dollars enjoying itself? What could he have done to you? Because he got a bottle of Ace of Spades at 21 and you're 35 and you don't? Because you're moving
you
ounces. You moving ounces and you got a 4.0 and he got a 4.6. You upset about that? What is it? I'm very disappointed. I'm very disappointed. Why? It brings me back to the 11 staff wounds of Paul Pierce in the nightclub when he was young in the league up in Boston.
Oh,
the hate
man,
is real.
It did my boy bad.
You don't think that Zion maybe is going to have to go to some therapy because he done knocked some people out.
He's going to need a bodyguard bigger than him.
I tell you this, though, before we go to the break, because we up against it, I'm going to tell you this. Two things. Number one, we need to stop it as a people. We're hating on people who's doing great. He's doing great. You mean to tell me you jump? And then he tried to stop. He had a warning. He turned his back on you. And like ICE said, those punches that it was hitting him, it was like he was Terminator. Pop, pop, pop. He was still walking. He was like, man, I'm trying to be nice.
I'm trying to live.
And number two, I'm going to say this and say this only. I hope this is a message to the young people out there. Good thing no weaponry was involved. Blessed it wasn't involved because it could have got ugly, especially when he knocked those two guys out. Streets, when we come back, we going to get to the callers. P, I see you, baby. Don't forget, world, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends.
I'm talking about a whole
Streets,
lot.
Let's go.
Let's get it.
Yeah. I fell in love with these streets. I seen 100 thousand. Started fucking bad bitches, I went running wild.
Gone.
I just pray Bobby forgive me, ain't see my son in a while. I go and pick him up from school to see him fucking smile.
Fact.
Somebody save me, save me. Trying to please a bitch, it almost drove me crazy. I was breaking bread with niggas that was shady. I said I would never change, but shit, it changed me. Somebody save me, save me. 23 and 1, it almost drove me crazy. In a cell all alone, can't let it phase me. I just wanna make it home to see my baby. I fell in love with these streets, I seen 100,000. Bustin' choppers, selling dope, I went to running wild. Threw a drum up in my 40, shoot 100 times. 200,000, my cousin Case to see his daughter smile. Somebody save me, save me. All this leaning, all this spurts gon' drive me crazy. I see niggas switching sides like they kiddy. I can't let it kill my vibe, cause I'm too wavy. This is what I wanted, I'ma own it. Anything I ever said, I'm standing on it. Got my dog in the feds, he turning for me. I just pray that he don't say some shit to harm us. Amen. I fell in love with these streets, I seen 100,000. Started fucking bad bitches, I went running wild. I just pray Poppy forgive me, ain't see my son in a while. I go and pick him up from school to see him fucking smile. Somebody save me, save me. Tryna please a bitch, it almost drove me crazy. I was breaking bread with niggas that was shady. I said I would never change, but shit, it changed me. Somebody save me, save me. 23 and 1, it almost drove me crazy. In the cell all alone, can't let it face me. I just wanna make it home to see my baby. One time my dog tryna lie, me must have lost his mind. When you know how we get down when niggas cross the line. Now I hate to be the one that gotta call his mom. That money mix up with that greed, it happen all the time. If I can't trust you, fuck you. Know that money ain't a thing, I tell them touch you. Know them boys gon' bust your brain, I push your button. To make it home to see my son, know I'm gon' crush you. Cause that's important, to keep it a honey. I just wanna make it home to see my youngin'. Move my family out the ghetto, all I want it. Let me dancing with the devil chasing his money. Amen. I fell in love with these streets, I seen 100,000. Started fucking bad bitches, I went running wild. I just pray Poppy forgive me, ain't see my son in a while. I go and pick him up from school to see him fucking smile. Somebody save me.
It's the Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show. With it, Twisted Hip Hop. I'm your host, L Boogie. I got the Dream Team with me. Styles the God, OG the Buck, ICE, T Risen, and special guest tonight, Green Eyes Bandit. We in the building, baby. From a street perspective. Shout out to my man, Chef, man. We've been talking about the All-NBA team. Who do you think got snubbed? Who do you think should be on there? Who shouldn't be on there? I don't think Jimmy Butler or Kawhi Leonard should be on the team. On none of them. I don't think Luka should be first team. I think Dame Dolla should be first team. It's the Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show with a Twist of Hip Hop. 515-605-9370. We about to get to our callers, man. All-time caller, all-time listener, man. D, what the deal? You in the building, baby? How you doing, P?
23-1.
Good, man.
Feeling good
after watching these games. What's that about?
I'm listening. Hey, P, what you think about them all NBA teams, man, in the playoffs so far, man? And we got Utah and the Clips tonight. Who you think's going to, you know, prevail and win that series? We got Philly and Atlanta. Talk to me about that. And CP3, man, he really can't catch a break. It's always something. So you got the one way, P. You in the building, baby.
Man, I just feel devastated for Kawhi. Damn. Like, hearing that you got a torn ACL, it's just absolutely devastating for him. And not only for him, for the league as a whole. Because, again, he's just another superstar added to the list of players that aren't playing in these playoffs and ultimately could change the momentum of his whole series. And I mean, Paul George, he's had a great season. I feel like, you know, he earned his All-NBA spot. I feel like, as far as what you said, Damian Lillard, I feel like he should have been ahead of Luka just because of he added to winning. Luka had a nice, had a good season, like statistic wise, but he wasn't leading his team to win like Damian Lillard was. So I agree with you on that front. Paul Paul George, I feel like he had a one of his best seasons in recent memory, as far as like his comfortability on the team, and he added he legit proved that he could be, you know, the Clippers number two. So without Kawhi, I don't think they can win at all. You know, that just went down the drain, and hopefully he can, you know, show that he can carry the team a little bit, maybe win in the game. But, you know, it's going to be Utah, Phoenix. You know, I think Chris Paul, him being vaccinated, you know, helps him greatly, because he can, you know, he'll probably be out part of the day or two, you know, just to take some more tests. But I think Phoenix will win if they play, Utah, and Utah can't get healthy. You know, I mean, I don't know how fast that ankle can heal. I'm still trying to ask Kyrie that question, you know. He takes a high ankle sprain and he'll heal in like 72
hours. You know they got to get that shot. They can't get that vaccine shot, but they got to get that shot. You already know what's happening.
Yeah, I mean, if you feel like, if you part of, like Chris Paul, from Chris Paul angle, he got national commercials. Like, that State Farm commercial is just running nonstop. And they know they can do that because he's in the playoffs with Phoenix. And they're going to the conference finals. So he has to be vaccinated because he wants to, you know, he got social events that he has to attend, which on his part is good. You know, he's not messing up his money or nothing like that. So I applaud him on that front. Same thing with LeBron. It's just without Chris Paul, I think, you know, Phoenix kind of in that same position as the Clippers. But knowing Chris Paul ain't got no injury, it just sucks that he probably missed the first game, maybe. But, again, we can't, you know, that's not out of the question, because we've seen James Harden go from, he went from, you know, doubtful to questionable to active to starting, and transitioning to that game right there, man, that man Durant, I don't even know how many accolades I can say about him as a player.
Pete, I got a question for you.
Go ahead.
Where do you rank KD after what he did last night? Is he the number one player in the league right now? He's still just where he is,
Nah, he's the best player in the league right now, bar none. I mean, don't get me wrong, he got, you know, contemporaries right there on his heels. Like Kawhi Leonard, I feel like if Kawhi Leonard would have stayed healthy and not on his ACL, I feel like he would have been right there in the conversation. Obviously, we can't put Giannis on that level because, I mean, you know, it's Giannis. And, I mean, you know, he don't bring nothing to the table except in the regular season. And just having the eye for James Harden. One, because, I mean, you got a hamstring that you know could pop at any moment. And he ended up playing 46 minutes, literally, on one leg, which is amazing in itself, you know, as an athlete. And I applaud KD. You know what I mean? He played the whole game, like, literally every minute. Like, his only breaks were TV commercial breaks and timeouts. Like, I can't even imagine the type of stamina you have to have to literally play. He was doing it on both ends. And it wasn't like he was carrying them on offense and, you know, the other men on the team were defending all the good players. Like, nah, he was literally the best player on both sides of the floor. That's what made it a more special game for me, like seeing him locked down and then seeing Giannis not want to accept that challenge. You know, he could have... You know, they can't bitch him. So, I mean, Giannis could go out there, even if he didn't say it in the huddle, he could have told his teammates walking out there on the floor, I got him, like, regardless of anything. But it's nothing that he could have done. You know, KD had 49, 17, and 10 with three steals.
Let me ask you this, P. Does Budenholzer get fired if the Nets lose this series? If the Bucks lose this series.
He getting fired regardless. I don't think his job was gonna, because I mean, like, the Nets are just a far talented, more talented team, regardless of injuries. You know, they have Kevin Durant and Buzz Bill. I mean, as good as Giannis is, he's an all defensive player and an all NBA player, which means he's one of the best players in the league. But when it comes down to you having to put the ball in his hands and say, "Give me 2 points," I don't know. Hey, I can't sit there and say he freezes up, but it feels like he don't want to accept that moment. Like, you know, he can't go to the free throw line and ice 2 free throws to win the game for you. You know, it's going to be a long 30 seconds that you're looking at 2 free throws, and he probably going to clank one of them. So it's like, you know, he can't. He doesn't have a three-pointer. You know what I mean? It's not like he's going to come up and straight pull up on you in the mid-range like Kevin Durant was doing. So it's like he's limited as a superstar, but he's lucky he signed his Supermax, in all honesty. And Milwaukee, you know, he's fine with being a big superstar in a small market, and there's nothing wrong with that. Get your money and, you know, Milwaukee, be happy that you have, you know, a legit superstar. But I don't see nobody in the East being the Nets going forward. I don't even think Philly could even play in their league. They're going to run Philly off the floor.
Yeah,
I mean, Atlanta, you know, for Atlanta, I mean, it's nice that, you know, they just get an experience. So Philly going to beat them in 6 games, relatively. And they just going to come back next season. They're going to be more of a threat, you know. They just need that good experience like Phoenix had.
We fail to realize Joel Embiid tweaked that knee. And when he tweaked it, he was no more effective. How many shots can they put in his knee? How effective can he be? The more games, the more he's wore down. So it will go seven, P. I hate to tell you. Because Atlanta, with Joel Embiid, with his health, and the situation with Ben Simmons and him struggling to shoot and being in close games at the end, I can't see it going six.
You don't have ice cubes in your cup, do you? You just
and those other guys do work. But let me ask you one more question before I let you go, P. The Zion Williamson nightclub brawl. What's your take on that?
Man, I didn't even believe that was a real story. Like, when you just said it before break, I didn't even know that was a real story. And that goes to, like, when Green Eye said he had to go Google it, I didn't even Google it yet, so I'm gonna go do that later on and watch the video. But from what y'all saying, like, it goes to show you that how big of a star he is in the NBA and how they know he's going to be the face of the NBA going forward. So when you don't even – it's not on ESPN – it's not on social media, like you don't see, you know, other people retweeting it or anything like that. Like for me not to hear, like just how you said, like I know about sports and literally what's going on, rumors, stuff like that. I didn't even know about this. So it goes to show you how much credibility and how much like the NBA is really trying to hide, you know, sort of incidents like that. Granted, even if it made, you know, him being in self defense and, you know, sticking up for himself, like, it goes to show you that they don't even want incidents like that even popping up. Like no, because, he's in commercials as a rookie, you know, second year player.
Great. We appreciate you calling, man. And as always, P, tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends.
Yeah, hold on.
When we come back, we gonna get you the big dummy of the day, man. I can't wait. I think y'all already know who it is, man. I think y'all know.
Yeah.
Uh oh. Let's go.
Yeah, it's about to get ugly.
busy. My head in a hoodie, my shorty a goodie. My cousins are crazy, my cousins like Boogie. Life is amazing, it is what it should be. Been here for 10, but I feel like a rookie. I tell her look up, cause it's snowing in Tootsies. Booked for 3 years, man, you can't even book me. It's me and Lil Baby, this shit going crazy. Weezy produced it, and Weezy F made me. And she held it down, so she got a Mercedes. Yo Money Records, the Army, the Navy. It ran me 10,000, I threw it like Brady. The foreign is yellow, like Tracy and Katie. I trusted my niggas, they never betray me. Met all these niggas, they sweeter than Sadie. When I started out, I just took what they gave me. Did all the favors, they never repay me. It worked in my favor, cause nobody
saved me. Brand new whip, got no keys. Tell them my clothes, no stash, please. Soon as I nut, you can go leave. Got M's in the bank, like yes, indeed. Cartier glasses, I won't even peek at you. Yellow Ferrari like Pikachu. I got him waiting and watching what he gon' do. Tryna pee what I do, tryna steal my moves. 2500 for a new pair of tennis shoes. The same price I can make them young and come and finish you. Lawyer being charged, he a Jewish like a voodoo. Real dope boy, 100,000 in his visa. President's attention, slide by, we don't see you. I been getting money, I ain't worried about what he do. I'm getting money like I'm from the ages. Men Dre by the drop, man, this shit gon' go crazy. They know I'm the truth, coming straight from the basement. I'm straight as a street, man, I come from the pavement. A million all hundreds, it make them go crazy. Wham, 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 bitch on the baby. Brand new whip, got no keys. Tell them my clothes, no stash, please. Soon as I nut, you can go leave. Got M's in the bank, like yes, indeed. Me and my dog going off the way. When you're living like this, they supposed to hate. Brand new whip, got no keys. Tell them my clothes, no stash, please. Soon as I nut, you can go.
It's the Streets of Talk, the sports talk show with a twist of hip-hop from a street perspective. I'm your host, L Boogie. Special guest host, the Green Eye Bandit. I got T-Rizzy. I got Styles the God. I got ICE. You know what I mean? And we in the building, baby. It's that time of the show. T-Ro, it's about to get ugly, man. You already know. What was just today? Wednesday? One of the hottest days in the world? Let me tell you this, Ro. The biggest dummies of the day gotta go to all the guys that tried to jump on Zion Williamson. He tried to give you a pass, and you kept hitting him. He turned his back on you. He tried to warn you by him turning his back on you, and you kept trying him. And you kept trying him. So for them two guys who got knocked out by Zion Williamson and your crew, and your crew, you are the big dummy of the day.
You big dummy. You big dummy. You big dummy. You big cold-blooded dummy. You big dummy. See what you did? Oh, no, you big dummy. You big dummy. You dummy.
Yeah, Ro, you hear that? You big dummy. And we ain't talking about one. We talking about multiple.
Multiples. Yeah, you all got your asses knocked out trying somebody like that, you dumbasses.
Man. Hey, Ro, it's that time of the show today. Let's let the special host give his shout out for the day, and then you get your shout out.
Green, you know what it is.
What are you shouting out today, man?
Man, I'm going to give a shout out to the Brooklyn Nets. Kevin Garnett holding it down for Kyrie. Kevin Durant holding it down for Kyrie and Harden and the rest of the crew. I'm going to give it up to the Brooklyn Nets. Brooklyn Nets is who I want to see win the NBA championship. And watching KD go to work last night was masterful. I'm giving it up to the Nets. My shout out to the Brooklyn Nets.
Street! See, Rizzy, you got any shout outs before we get out of here?
Oh, man, you know what it is, man. Shout out to the streets, man.
You know how we do, man. And all the callers that called in, all the callers that just be checking us out, you know what it is, man. Ain't nothing but love from your boy, T-Row. Hey, man, shout out to the Dream Team. My boy, STG, the young one. My man, ICE, always keeping it hot, breaking the glass on us. My boy, OG, the Buck. Man, that's a shout out to my dude, the Green Eye Bandit. Special host of While I Win. What you know about that, motherfucker? That's what I'm talking about. And to my boy, my big bro, you know what it is, boo. Say, man, I went and see Big Brother Steve. Hey, shout out to my brother Steve Madden, man. Went 800, you know. Oh, shout out to Logan Paul. I'm surprised your ass didn't get knocked out by Floyd. Floyd, you should have been the big dummy of the day, but you can't be. Because you made $50 million in less than 30 minutes. I don't know how you keep doing it, but you need to teach me how to do that shit. You know what it is. So I love y'all, man. I'll see y'all on Super Saturday. Y'all know what time it is. It's Juneteenth on Saturday, baby. Let's get it in. For me, I'll let you, boy, man. Who you shouting out to?
Hey, man. I want to give a shout-out to the Green Eye Bandit holding it down. You know what I mean? He was the super producer tonight, man. Shout out to the Green Eyes. Shout out to the Dream Team. Styles of God. ICE. OG the Buck. And my little bro who always there. T Rizzy. You know what I mean? I want to give a shout out to all the guys that's playing their hardest in these playoffs, man. They going for the money. You know what I mean? I want to give a shout out to all my camp counselors who's helping me out during this camp. I gotta give them a shout out, man. And they young people, they high school students, and they doing their best, man, for the program. I want to shout out all the callers. Chef, I see you. Pete, thanks for calling in, man. The queue is hot tonight. Hot. Even though we changed the time, it was still hot. We couldn't get no callers back in there. We so hot, man. Hey, in the words of OG the Buck, picture us rolling. And world, remember, keep inspiring us. Go to blogtalkradio.com, category sports, search box, that's DA, the streets is talking. Keep inspiring us, and as always, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends.
I wish about a whole lot.
Oh, yeah. Let's go.
Oh, yeah.
All you bitch ass yo. Can you niggas see me from there? Ballin' on y'all fuck ass. Picture me rollin', baby. Yeah. All the niggas up in them cell blocks. I told y'all niggas when I come home it's on. That's right, nigga. Picture me rollin'. Oh, I forgot. The DA. Yeah, that bitch had a lot to talk about, of course. Can the hoes see me from here? Can you see me, huh? Picture me rolling. And all you punk police, can you see me? Am I clear to you? Picture me rolling, nigga. Legit. Free like OJ all day. Can't stop me. You know I got my niggas up in this motherfucker. Manu, Pang, Sai, Mogo, Mogren. Sad dog, I'm tired. Can you picture us rolling? Can you see me rolling? Y'all ready for me? We about this bitch. Anytime y'all wanna see me again, rewind this track right here. Close your eyes. And picture me rolling.
Breonna Taylor, we love you. Street!